When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your mild and air.
Troll.
Make the whole world shout.
Hey.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. Recently, my uncle had to have a camera inserted internally, but he was annoying the wedding photographer. They say overall crime is down, but who steals overalls anyway? And I think if I had to give my seven-year-old self some advice, it would be, while you are young, appreciate Woolworths. My quest is to solve these problems and to help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Come on, come on, come here to Pauline.
Anton, is Pauline all right?
No, Milton. Pauline's lost something very precious.
Her marbles?
I'm afraid so.
I always knew marbles was a brilliant name for a cat.
Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Better than what it was called before.
I'm sorry?
I mean, who calls a cat 07956-437-555?
I think you'll find that's just Pauline's number written on its collar.
Ah, so all those times I used to go into the garden last thing at night and shout, 07956-437-555.
And then Pauline would get those weird phone calls the next day, yes.
Oh, Anton, it's very kind of you to help me put up these missing cat notices.
These 200 flyers should do the trick.
Wow, cat-seeking pigeons.
No, paper flyers.
Well, we're nearly at the High Street. That'll be the best place.
Ah, what can rival the heartbeat of an English High Street? The beating heart of the community. And here we are.
Golly.
Where is everybody? What's happened to all the shops?
Well, it's a shadow of its former self.
Oh, I don't know. That plywood shop seems to be doing pretty well.
Well, that's boarded up, Milton.
Oh, it's so sad. I used to love all the hustle and bustle.
Of course. That's what this town needs.
What?
Bustle replacement service.
No. Oh. Look, here's one place still open. The Old Sweet Shop, run by lovable old Mr. Hopkins.
Now, clear off, I'm closing down.
What?
No, surely not.
No, people just don't want traditional sweets and chocolates anymore.
Sometimes, don't you just hate diabetes?
And I haven't sold anything for years.
But you can't close.
No, I'm sorry. I've sold my last sugar mouse, my last licorice bootlace, my last half pound of jelly teenagers.
You mean jelly babies?
Like I said, I've not sold anything for years. And anyway, I'm getting too old for this malarkey.
Well, for old time's sake, could you sell me one last, sweetie? From one of those jars on the top shelf.
Oh, very well. One last go up the ladder. What do you want? Gum drops? Pear drops?
Sudden drops.
I knew I shouldn't have gone up the ladder. I haven't got the legs for it.
I was wondering about the skirt.
I could murder that image consultant.
Oh, come on, Mr. Hopkins. What would the founder of the town make of this?
There he stands in the town square, still and silent.
What did he invent? Zoom?
Well, his statue won't be standing there much longer. Those people are about to push him into the pond.
How dare they? He was a famous anti-slavery campaigner. I was telling Milton about it just the other day.
Yes, and I thought it was so appalling, I started an internet campaign to have the statue torn down. I mean, where would we be without crisps and cheese and stuff?
Milton, did you think she said anti-savory?
Well, it's crackers either way, isn't it?
They're heading towards us. I think they're looking for Milton.
Oh, they've all got pitchforks. They look really angry.
Except that man there. Why is he smiling?
Ah, that's Mr. Stevens. He owns the pitchfork shop.
What is that?
Of course.
You better get out of here. It's a lynch mob.
Look at them. It's all very disjointed and nobody knows what's going on.
Even worse, a David Lynch mob. To get away from the rioting, we had to take shelter in the town museum. I hadn't been there since a summer job ended prematurely when I tried to remove all the graffiti from an Egyptian sarcophagus. I mean, it had come off pretty easily, especially when I rubbed it with all those bandages I found inside. Anyway, it was nice to be back in the museum again.
Whew. That was a narrow escape.
Yes, and I can put some of my missing cat leaflets here with all the other ones on the desk.
Oh, I shouldn't worry, Pauline. Marbles is probably at home by now, sitting on an armchair.
Yes, and when you come in, he'll say, "I've been expecting you, Mr. Bond," as he strokes an old man.
Don't be silly, Milton. Anyway, an old man wouldn't scare me.
Hello? Ah! No, you can't have a statue to throw in the pond today. We agreed on only one a week, remember?
No, we were just visiting.
Oh, right, oh.
What a fascinating museum, full of our town's history. For example, who are those old sepia photos of behind you?
Oh, they were the last visitors to the museum.
Shall we press on? For example, what do we know about the town's founder?
Well, his statue's at the bottom of the pond.
Ah, yes, Sir Jasper Wilkes Pilkington. He was a key figure in the town's history.
How come?
He invented the padlock. That's how he made his first million.
I say.
Yes, and locals are so impressed, they gave him the keys to the city.
Which meant he could walk into anyone's house at any time.
Well, that's right.
And that's how he made his second million.
But we do have one of his original padlocks here, under very tight security, of course. Here, just a minute. Right. There.
Which one is it?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. So, never mind, we also have all sorts of archives over here.
Wow, I love all these glass cases.
Oh, really? Some people think it makes the place seem dull.
No, because when you get really bored, you've got something to smash.
There's no chance of being bored here. For example, over here we have a selection of seed drills displayed by internal diameter. So, we start, of course, with barley, it having the largest husk.
Milton
got bored.
He was about to show us how our town grew from an essentially agrarian system into a more densely populated urban municipality. Milton.
Oops, a butter hammer.
In Milton's defence, places like this do tend to be more interactive these days.
Yeah, like the Natural History Museum, where they had that brilliant massive xylophone.
Ah, yes, the Brontosaurus's ribcage. The security guards were very good about that.
Maybe you need to move with the times. The other day, I went to a whole town that was exactly as it was 50 years ago.
Stevenage.
Tristram, a more exciting approach to the town's history might be just the stimulus the High Street needs. Tell me, what else did the local factories produce?
Lace.
Oh, lace, lovely.
Well, no, lace is for shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so prosperous before the tragic invention of Velcro.
Nonsense. For decades, this town was held together by Velcro. Yes, and when the factory closed, it was ripped apart.
Anything else?
Well, in the first half of the 20th century, there was a factory that made fighter planes and tanks. But during the war, it switched to making iron railings.
Surely it was the other way round.
No, the manager was German.
That's what this town needs. A bit of wartime blitz spirit. My nan says they were never happier. Everyone pulling together. Sing songs. Padded egg.
My grandfather was involved in a very successful surprise bombing raid over Germany about 10 years after the war.
Well, this might just work. Why don't we turn the High Street into our very own World War II living museum?
That's a tremendous idea. There's so many exciting stories to tell, not least how the fiscal implications of a command economy led to unprecedented levels of directed labour. Which...
Anton?
Well, even I have limits.
Wait, now the place looks like a bomb's hit it.
We've started already! The pace of change in our towns can make us feel insecure. That night, as I tried to get to sleep, I couldn't help feeling trapped, you know, between the top bunk and the ceiling. But then I began to wonder how I would cope if I was a smaller, less influential member of society.
Oh, hello, we're looking for the owner of the Airbnb.
Yep, that's me.
Oh, all right. Sorry, I didn't expect you to be a snail. Whereabouts is the flat?
There we are.
Oh, right. It's It's a bit smaller than we thought.
Well, you saw the advert. Bijou studio flat. No clockwise.
Yes, beginning to see what that means now. I mean, we're just a bit shocked, that's all.
Well, we've all got to have portfolio careers now, haven't we? I mean, I didn't work at all last year.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Athlete's foot. Big problem when you're 60% foot.
Well, of course it is.
I tried everything, even Domino's delivery. But apparently you get free garlic bread if we take longer than 5 months isn't good enough.
Right.
I was offered a job with Hermes, but, you know...
Too slow.
No, too quick.
Listen, we'd like to take the place, but you need to know something.
OK.
I'm a knit, and so is my wife.
Yep.
As in knits.
Yep. And we want to use the place for a romantic weekend away.
So what you're saying is, when I come back, the place could be full of knits.
Well, hopefully.
Well, as long as you take them all home with you.
Oh, we'll get out your hair straight away.
And we'll tell all our friends. In fact, if you know any other snails with similar properties...
I'll keep my eyes out. Well, I'm a snail. I have to do that.
So while we're here, where are you going?
Anywhere but France.
Perfectly understandable.
Very
I wanted to use the Blitz experience to tell the full story of my grandfather. He also flew missions during the war, over occupied Europe, dropping leaflets, almost triggering the German invasion of Britain, as those two-for-one pizza offers were very tempting.
Well, Milton, I had my doubts about this living museum thing, but this wartime high street seems tremendously authentic. Although this music seems to have a little less oomph than usual. Are you sure this is Glenn Miller?
Actually, it's Glenn Miller Light. And they're playing Not in the Mood Anymore, to be honest.
What happened to the statue? I thought you were going to get a replacement.
I did, but the mob tore it down.
No, not again.
I know. What could possibly be more World War II-y than a statue of Hermann Göring?
Well, maybe you should put up a more British hero?
I did. One of the Dambuster pilots. But by then, the crowd was so excited, they flung him into the pond as well.
Oh, no.
He bounced 3 times and demolished a park bench.
It's what he would have wanted.
Jones, I want a word with you.
Oh, hello, Tristram. This is all rather fun, isn't it?
Well, be that as it may, but is it authentic?
Well, you're just in time for the launch of these huge inflatables, like the ones that hung over London during the Blitz.
Oh, that's more like it. What are those stupid grinning faces on the front?
They're Farage balloons.
They're not authentic.
They are? Well, you can certainly imagine him going to Dover and starting a fight on the beaches.
Incidentally, I don't suppose you've seen the rather charming Pauline anywhere.
We'll meet again now.
Not if you're singing like that, we won't.
Now, listen, I want a word with you, Milton. What have you done to my garden?
There's a war on, Pauline. All available land has to be ploughed up and given over to growing vegetables. Well, vegetable.
You've just planted cauliflowers, haven't you?
On the plus side, we won't have any trouble refilling the Farage balloons.
Right.
Maybe I'll cancel the booking for our night in the Anderson shelter.
Ah, now, that sounds a little more authentic.
No, I don't think you're going to like it.
Why not?
It's a Pamela Anderson shelter.
Well, I don't mind taking a look.
Milton, this World War II nonsense is all very well, but it's not going to help me find my cat, is it?
Pauline, there's a war on. I'm sure Marbles is out there somewhere, doing his bit, killing German rodents. Mind you, it's not easy to kill a mouse. Some of them are bigger than you think. In fact, I'm still banned from Euro Disney.
No, I'm sorry, it simply isn't accurate.
Maybe not, but if you look up to the skies...
Oh!
German warplanes! Authentic enough for you now!
Milton!
You said we needed more people dropping into town!
Yes, but not German paratroopers! I suppose the 1940s might not have been quite the right era to choose for the High Street revival. What with the shortages, the rationing...
I've also lost 10 of my garden gnomes.
Yes, I had to bury them at sea. Well, in the pond.
Why ever did you do that?
We were reenacting the D-Day landing. So brave. but they didn't stand a chance.
Against well-dug-in German gun emplacements?
No, against a man with a hammer.
Well, I think we've given this our best shot. Tristram, what else was this town known for making years ago?
Well, I've been looking in the archives and found out this town was really put on the map by a quirk of royal history. It's a fascinating tale of constitutional...
No, just hear me out, Milton.
Actually, that was the angry shopkeepers outside. We need a new idea and we need it fast.
Well, shouldn't we just say it's to do with a certain 19th century queen and it's not widely known?
Victoria's Secret. I think that is widely known, actually.
Not quite. You see, one summer's day in 1857, Queen Victoria was passing this way in the royal carriage on the way to a country estate when she suddenly had to get off.
On the wrong train with a Super Saver ticket. Easily done.
No, she had to go to the toilet.
Well, you've got to hide from the guard where you can.
No, she had... Well, how can I put it? Let's just say that the nation's number one suddenly needed a number two. I have here a piece of paper...
No, thank you.
No. It's a document... There was a parliamentary petition for the town to be renamed Queen's Court.
Well, that says royal, but doesn't quite do the event justice.
Over the page.
Queen's Court, short.
Better.
Well, I think that's a lovely story. I vote we go Victorian.
I agree. All in favour?
Aye.
Well, I make that three votes.
Four votes?
No, I'm sorry, Pauline, you don't get to vote until 1918. Assuming you're over 30 and own property.
Ridiculous!
I, for one, can't believe you're a day over 30. I'll need to see some ID, or at very least a phone number.
I told you, not interested.
Very well. If you want me, I'll be in the Pamela Anderson shelter.
In no time at all, our Victorian Living Museum was up and running. Pauline was still cross about not getting the vote, so I reminded her that my great-great-grandfather was one of the first people to open a petrol station, and he was also one of the first feminists. In fact, on the forecourt of the petrol station, they had a suffragette wash. But she still wasn't impressed. Still lost your marbles, Pauline.
Ha ha.
No, it must be very distressing. What a tale he'll have to tell, though. A cat travelling back in time to the war and then on to Victorian times. They could turn it into a film.
Yes, and then suddenly stop the movie on a shot of the cat's feet.
Why would they do that?
Because someone's pressed pause.
Well, I'm not going to give up yet. Kitty, kitty.
Well, Milton, here we are. A genuine Victorian high street, and I have to say, it's a triumph. Look, Sports Direct's been converted into a workhouse.
Converted?
And just look at all these marvellous Victorian features.
Yes, just over there is the statue of Lord Thruxton Willoughby, the famous anti-slavery campaigner. He personally supervised the removal of hundreds of statues.
Excellent.
Yes, as I said on his Wikipedia page, he'd gather all the workers on his estate and make them toil all day, pulling ropes and carrying lumps of heavy stone. Ah.
Into the pond it goes. Nevertheless, this street is a magnificent sight. Of course, we mustn't gloss over the problems of the era. Poor sanitation, bad housing...
And the biggest problem of all...
Here, mister!
Urchins.
Hardly a problem, Milton. This is quite an old one, judging by that hint of beard.
More of a furchin.
Now, you, I hope you're not up to no good, young man.
I ain't never done nothing on no good, mister.
Right. Could you do that one more time, a little slower?
Fine.
I. Ain't.
Never.
Never.
No.
Not.
Done.
Done.
Nothing.
Nothing. No, still not quite got it.
Ah, that's very simple, Anton. All he's saying in essence is, I've stolen your pocket watch.
God, that does it. Right, where can I find a policeman?
All right, gents. Found a policeman for you, is it?
Who are you?
I'm from the Google Universal Incorporated Inquiry Company, sir.
Ah, you're a searching.
Your nearest policeman is located at...
Oh, get out of my way!
No, what now?
I work for the Victorian Deliveroo.
Shouldn't that be deliver whom?
No, honestly, what is going on?
Ah, Tristram. How do you like our high street?
Terrible. It's not remotely authentic. I should never have put you in charge, and the street vendors are the worst of all.
Nonsense. Look at this rosy-cheeked maiden approaching with her baskets of fine produce.
Who will buy my wonderful sim cars? So much RAM you never did see.
Wait, no, that's enough. This Victorian high street just isn't authentic enough. It's over. Do you all hear me? It's finished. We're stopping. It's over.
What do you mean?
Leave this to me, Tristram. So, this Victorian high street, we ain't not never doing it no more nor nothing.
Oh, right. Well, should have said so in the first
place. Milton, there you are. I've just been to the draper for some posh clothes.
And may I say, Pauline, how exquisite you look in that crinoline and bonnet.
Look, I'm sorry, Tristram, but I ain't not nor never now doing nothing with you, not never ever, nor no, no how.
Yep, there's no easy way of saying it.
Well, no. I'll take that as a no.
It would save time. In a way, I felt sorry for Tristram. He was a proper historian, and we were turning his subject into a cartoon. So I didn't mention my idea for a tin museum in Cornwall called Truro Disney. I also knew what it was like to be obsessed with your job and stuck in your ways. It can really test a relationship.
Morning, darling.
Happy birthday.
What?
You don't look a day over fabulous.
It's not my birthday.
Today may not be your birthday, but whenever I see you, it sure feels like mine.
Milton, I think you've been working at that greetings card company too long. In fact, it's been 2 years.
Happy anniversary.
I'm pulling my hair out here.
Sorry for your loss.
No, that's it. Our relationship is dead.
My deepest sympathy.
I've met someone else.
Congratulations.
Okay, I haven't, but I need you to snap out of this. I don't want to normalise it anymore.
Thank you.
What are you thanking me for?
You said I had normal eyes.
Milton, I need a relationship with a man who can give me an honest exchange of emotions.
Good luck.
Milton, this is your last chance. I'm going to leave you unless you open up to me.
Okay, I can do that. Look. And so, as dusk fell, we trudged back to the museum. Anton said he loved the foggy atmosphere and all the gaslighting. I said that he would never make me doubt my own reality. No matter how much he tried to shift the blame. Just then we noticed Tristram was nowhere to be seen.
I wonder where he's got to. I was going to ask him if this town has a connection to any other period of history.
Well, there is my famous ancestor, Sir Bedwin Jones. He bravely worked on as the Black Death ravaged the town in the 14th century.
Oh, yes?
Yes, it's a source of family pride that he didn't shut his kissing booth for a single day.
Right.
And then the townsfolk built a statue of him.
Really? Where?
At the bottom of the pond to save time.
Of course. Well, medieval it is. My word, that's remarkable.
Yes, who'd have thought you could train a bee to do that?
No, I mean this. The hustle and bustle of a genuine medieval high street.
Tell you what, though, while we're here, we should do a bit of medieval shopping. I love all the little shops with their little signs. Taylor, Mercer. Ooh, a furrier. Do you think that's real fur?
Well, look at the washing instructions. And if it's from a real animal, it'll say, lick clean only.
Oh, I like this place. Genuine pewter medieval tableware. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yes, the well-to-do would eat off pewter items. Before that, of course, people would eat with their fingers.
Before?
Well, it's lovely. I'm going in and buying some.
What are you after, my love?
Well, we'll leave you to your authentic medieval shop, Pauline. If only Tristram were here to see this. Ooh, talk of the devil. Hello, Tristram.
Sir Tristram to you. And talking of the devil will get you into the stocks.
All right, no need to get carried away, old chap.
I am the Witchfinder General, and I seek the wench Pauline.
Sounds more like the Witchfinder specific.
My job is to seek out those who would carry out the diabolic practices detailed in this document.
Ah, Witch Magazine.
What knew you of this?
Only that they make most of their money by everyone forgetting to cancel before the end of the trial period.
Yes, I wouldn't mention the word trial, to be honest. Anyway, Pauline's just there, look, innocently buying some pewter tableware.
I'll have the two plates and a bowl and... Oh, have you got anything more like a saucer?
Hey, what's that?
No, more sorcery.
Hey, what?
Sorcery!
And what sorcery is this?
Very much just the little used adjective.
Eh?
She's a witch!
Quick, Pauline, run!
Seize them!
Stop it! Come on, you just have to take Pauline as you find her, warts and all.
To the pond for trial by water!
Pauline was in hot water, or rather about to be plunged into freezing cold water and possibly drowned. She was placed on a ducking stool that was described as easy to assemble and reasonably comfortable by Witch magazine. It came in three sizes for anyone accused of sorcery: small, medium, 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 and large, medium.
Where on earth did they find that ducking stool?
Apparently the pitchfork shop has branched out.
Result! And thus we come to the ultimate test of evil intent.
Oh, Milton, they're gonna dunk me. Say something to help.
If she floats, it means she's a witch.
No, it means she's got trapped wind because of her abdominal bloating.
It's true. I should have had those little drinks we bought more regularly.
Yes, so far she's only been dabbling with the yuckult.
Tristram, I'm sorry. I turned you down. How about we forget all this nonsense and I take you up on your kind offer of a pizza?
It's too late.
The voucher must have expired.
Enough. Lower the stool.
Stop! Stop! I beg of you, let me speak. Remember, this was only supposed to be a living museum. It's not the actual Middle Ages. And there is absolutely no real evidence that Pauline is a witch.
True. An authentic Middle Age court would only need one piece of evidence. Just one.
And you, sir, have none.
Good news, Pauline.
I'm free to go.
Your black cat's just turned up.
Oh, dear. Lower the stool.
Milton! Anton! I'm sorry!
She's nearly in the water!
Yeah? Well, she won't go under the surface. Try again.
Oh, of course. They can't dunk Pauline because the pond's full of statues.
You're welcome.
Oh, nuts. I suppose I did get a little carried away, Pauline. Do you think you would find it in your heart to give a romantic old fool a second chance?
No, push off, you creep.
Oh, dear.
At least that was authentic.
Well, let's all go back to the 21st century, shall we?
A time where technology makes our lives easier and people are nicer and much more tolerant.
That reminds me, Anton, I've been meaning to set up a Twitter account.
Yes, on second thoughts.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Justin Edwards. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.